我们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
感谢神，让我们今天能够再次回到了圣殿里面，我们来敬拜他。
Thanks be to God, we're here today to come and worship our God.
我们也向透过线上来参加崇拜的弟兄姐妹们再次向你们问安。
Peace be with you, those who are worshiping with us online.
今天我们所要看的经文是取自诗篇第八十六篇八到十二节。
So the scripture today is Psalms 86 verses 8 to 12.
先用华语念，以华语来念出，然后英语呢由我们的一清长老为我们来念出。诗篇第八十六篇第八节：主啊，诸神之中没有可与你相比的，你的作为也无以为比。主啊，你所造的万民都要来敬拜你。他们要荣耀你的名，因你本为大，且行奇妙的事，唯独你是神。耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，我要照你的真理而行，求你使我专心敬畏你的名。主我的神啊，我要一心称谢你，我要荣耀你的名，直到永远。
Psalms 86, verses 8 to 12. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever.
让我们一起做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
加罗布神，我们谢谢你。
Thank God.
我们能够今天透过圣经的话语来听你的这个教导。
And today we come and listen to your word.
愿你的圣灵带领我们能够明白我们所聆听的话语。
May your Holy Spirit enlighten us that we may understand your word.
能够成为我们生活中的帮助与扶持。
It will empower us in our daily lives.
如此祷告，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的，阿门。
Pray all this in the Lord Jesus' name, Amen.
弟兄姐妹们，这里有一幅画。
Brothers and sisters, look at this piece of art.
这是由一位画家叫做库林的画家，他所画的一幅画。
The painting by the painter called William D. Kooning.
想问大家，如果要你出一个价钱来买这一幅画的话，请问你会用多少钱来去买这一幅画？美金哦。
I'd like to ask you, how much would you pay for a painting like this in U.S. dollars?
请问你会出$30,000来去买这幅画的？举手给我看一下。
How many will pay $30,000 for this piece? It's one day.
一个。然后300万的有没有
？$3 million, who will pay for that?
有人出有两位两三位，有人出3亿买这幅画的吗
？$300 million, who will pay for this?
有一位哦。
One of this here.
两位还有吗？还有没有？
$300 million.
我不是拍卖画画，现在我是
问。Auction this painting.
这幅画，我所知道的就是在2015年的时候。
In 2015,
有一位美国的著名的富豪呢，他用$3亿呢来去买了这个荷兰籍的美国抽象主义的画家，就是威廉·德·库林的这一幅画。
It was this U.S. billionaire who bought this painting by Kooning for $300 million.
我一直在看这幅画，看了很久，我不明白为什么能够卖到三亿美金。
I've been looking at this painting. I find it hard to understand why it costs $300 million.
因为看一下就好像小朋友在那边乱乱画，然后呢就能够值三亿美金给大家去买。
Does it look like children graffiti? And yet it is worth $300 million.
当然我也了解，就是说艺术的创作是无价的。
Of course, creation of art is priceless.
也很难用这个价格去衡量。
You cannot really put a price to it.
我稍微查了一些资料，原来这幅画它的特别之处在哪里呢？
I did some research on what's unique about this painting.
因为这幅画里面有三角形、有多边形，还有许多不规则的这个图形来是啊画成的。
In this piece of art, there are triangles, polygons, and many irregular figures that comprise of it.
就是这位的画家的库林呢，他将所看到的那个所谓的现实的景物，用这个抽象的手段呢，将它们转化成图案和色彩来去表达。显出人类和自然之间的相互的关系。
The painter, the Kooning, he was trying to express what reality is, the reality that he sees through abstract means, and he translates them into patterns, colors, showing the interrelationship between human beings and nature.
而这一块一块不同的图案的奇妙，就组成了这一幅画的艺术的这个特色。
This piece of art is wonderfully made up of different patterns, giving it its unique character.
而吸引了那个人愿意付出昂贵的这个价格了去购买这幅画。
It is so attractive that people are willing to pay a high price for it.
刚才我们所看的这个诗篇八十六篇
，The psalm that we read just now, Psalms 86,
它也有这样的类似的一个特色。
It has similar characteristics.
第呢，这个第八十六篇呢，它是由几篇的诗篇，比如说大卫的二十五，属于大卫的25-28篇，或者是说50-57篇，以及出埃及记34章的其中一些的词句和旧约的经文呢，拼凑而成的一篇的诗篇。
First of all, this psalm, Psalm 86, is made up of several psalms and Old Testament passages, such as David's psalms from 25 to 28, 54 to 57, and the Old Testament passage of Exodus 34.
虽然说它是由不同的这个所谓的诗句或者是经文，它组合成为一篇，可是呢，却没有因为呢这样去贬低了这篇诗篇的价值。
This psalm is a patched.Or a combination of different verses and poetry, but it in no way detracts it from its immense value.
它反而好像刚才我所举例的这个库林的这一幅画这样，它的内容信息呢，反而显得更加的丰富跟珍贵。
Just like Kooning's painting, this Psalm 86 content and its message is all the more enriched and precious.
第二呢，你会发现到这一篇的诗篇呢，是出现在一组诗篇可拉后裔的诗的这个中间，就是在第84-84篇的中间，突然出现了第86篇，是属于被标注为大卫的祈祷的诗篇。
Secondly, Psalms 86 is a set of four psalms from the descendants of Korah, and these psalms from 84 and 88 they are known as the prayers of David.
因此呢，诗篇第八十六篇这个很特别的诗篇呢，被称为是属于大卫或者是说大卫王室的诗。
So this very special Psalm 86 is generally regarded as a psalm that belongs to David or the Davidic royal family.
今天呢是宣教主日加堂议会的这个崇拜。
Today is Mission Sunday as well as our annual congregation meeting.
所以呢，讲到的内容就会偏重于这个宣教信息作为这个传讲。
Message of our sermon will focus on missions.
根据我们对于圣经的记载所了解呢，关于这个所谓的福音的传扬跟宣教的事宜呢，我们都知道它开始于这个中东或者是亚洲的西部。
In the biblical accounts of the history of evangelism missions, we know that it began in the Middle East or the Western Asia.
然后之后呢，它就逐渐在整个这个北半球了来去传开。
After which it gradually spread to the northern hemisphere.
而我们所讲的普世宣教呢，就在这个第十六世纪开始的时候呢，发展了成为现代的这个宣教的这个运动。
Global missions in the 16th century developed into what we know as modern missionary movements today.
而当我们再回顾，就是过去我们以前宣教的模式，我们看过去这个100-200年这个宣教的这个概念或基本的起点呢，都是单向的。
And reflecting on missions model of the past 100 to 200 years, we see that the concepts or starting points had largely been one directional.
为什么说比较是单向的呢？因为他们主要都是从西方来去往外传道去万方。
So So why say it's one directional? It is primarily from the West and then to the rest of the world.
就像以这个新加坡为例,
Case of Singapore.
新加坡在1819年呢, 开埔之后呢, 许多来自伦敦会, 还有圣经, 英国的圣公会, 长老会, 以及美国的长老会呢, 都曾派遣这个所谓的传教士到新加坡来宣教, 跟建立这个教会。
In the case of Singapore, since our founding in 1819, churches from the London Church, the England's Anglican and Presbyterian Church, and the United States Presbyterian Church have sent missionaries to Singapore to evangelize and establish churches.
我们喜宴堂也是其中一个受益的教会。
Jubilee Church is one that benefited from such movements.
而感恩随着过去这个众多西方宣教士的付出跟他们的努力呢, 许多主要的世界的国家呢, 都已经有基督教信仰的这个种子呢, 来开花跟结果, 比如说拉丁美洲, 非洲跟亚洲等等。
And we are so thankful for the hard work and efforts of many Western missionaries in the past. And today, many countries in the world have received the seeds of Christianity and developed the faith, such as Latin America, Africa, and Asia.
所以进入了这个第21世纪的时候呢, 我们就看见出现了一个叫做新宣教的这个方式的寻求跟这个转变。
Entering 21st century, we see a shift toward a new missionary paradigm.
所以宣教的这个方向呢, 就再次的又面对了这个巨大的转变, 以及呢, 也会属于多方向的一个趋势的发展。
The trend of missionary efforts have transformed dramatically to become multi-directional.
它是从任何的一方呢, 传到任何的一个地方。
To spread the gospel from any one place to any one place.
啊, 或者是说 from anywhere to everywhere.
From anywhere to everywhere, yes.
从过去的这个所谓的西方到 万方呢, 逐渐转变成为了从各处到万方。
In the past, it was from the West to all nations. Today, it's from everywhere to the rest of the world.
也就是说, 新加坡, 比如说, 新加坡, 我们已经领受了这些过去的这个宣教士所带的祝福。
As for example, in Singapore, we have received the blessings of the past.
现在呢, 也要将这个福音呢, 要带出去。
Today, it is our responsibility to bring the gospel out.
大家也相信都知道说, 新加坡呢, 也被称为, 或者是看为是, 亚洲的安提亚。
Singapore has been regarded as the Antioch of Asia.
纵然过去, 或者是现在, 不论是海外宣教, 或者是本地的传福音呢, 其实都不是一件容易的事。
Be it past or present, overseas or local, missions and evangelism has never been an easy task.
普遍上我们都要面对到语言啊, 政治跟社会环境, 还有文化等等的各种的严峻的挑战跟考验。
It is necessary to encounter severe challenges and trials, such as language barriers, political, social environment, and cultural differences.
我们就以这个喜莲堂, 我们现在在推动本地的这个传福音的幸福小组为例。
For example, the local evangelism through our church, Jubilee, we use the Happiness Cell Group.
我相信有参与在幸福小组里面的这个, 组长和组员们, 我们都了解到, 我们要面对的挑战, 还有的考验是很多的。
And we face challenges and many challenges and difficulties.
比如说我们要怎么去, 推动跟装备信徒们参与这个幸福小组呢?
Such as how to engage and to empower believers to participate.
而最大的困难, 最大的挑战是什么呢?
What is the biggest hurdle?
我相信有参与幸福小组的都知道说, 我们最大的这个困难就是去寻找跟邀请我们的best, 就是新朋友来参加幸福小组的聚会。
I believe those who have participated, you will agree with me that one of the biggest challenges is to seek out and to invite new friends, so we call the best, to come and join our happiness groups.
很多小组呢, 他没有办法说, 诶, 组成这个幸福小组, 就是要面对邀请新朋友参加的这个所谓的难关。
Many groups could not materialize into happiness groups because of this difficulty of getting new friends to come.
除了许多外在的因素呢, 我认为最突破的可能也是自己的这一关。
Apart from these external factors, I feel the most difficult challenge to overcome is ourselves.
比如说, 可能我不擅长跟接触人的这个个性能够参与这个宣教吗?
For example, we are bothered by concerns such as I'm not good at engaging people. Can I participate in missions?
我能借助传福音去改变人心，带人来信主吗？
Can I really transform hearts by sharing the gospel and bringing people to the faith?
对方拒绝不听，或者是说也不接受我的邀请，我能怎么样呢？
What can I do if the other person refuses the gospel or rejects my invitation?
就开始很多不能怎样怎样出现在脑海里面，所以就我不要做了。
So in the mind, we have a lot of, I cannot do this, it cannot happen, and then in the end, we say, let's not do it.
让我跟大家讲一个关于传教士马里逊的这个故事。
Let me share with you the testimony of this missionary, Robert Morrison.
在1807年,
in 107,
马里逊呢, 他要从英国启程前往中国。
Morrison was about to sail from England to China.
而当时我们都知道英国的东印度公司呢, 它垄断了这个所谓的从伦敦到广州的这个航线。
At that time, British East India Company has monopolized the London to Guangzhou route.
公司呢, 为了说要避免运载传教士而得罪当时候去近郊的所谓的清政府呢, 就拒绝要载这一位马里逊。
The company refused to transport Morrison because it did not want to offend the Chinese government, which forbade the entry of foreign missionaries.
所以呢, 他就只好先从纽约再转往这个广州。
Left with no alternative, Morrison had to first travel through New York.
在纽约这个换船并申请这个手续的时候呢, 据说当时有一位船公司的这个所谓的职员呢, 用一个很轻视的口吻对他说了一些话。
And when Morrison was transiting in New York and undergoing some application procedures, the shipping company officer at that time said to him in this undermined tone.
他对他说, 马里逊,
Hey, Morrison.
你以为靠你一个人就可改变中国过去5000年来对于偶像的崇拜吗?
Do you think that you alone can change China's idolatrous worship that was entrenched for 5,000 years?
你以为你那么厉害吗？可以靠你一个人去改变吗？
You think you're so good that you alone can change that?
你知道马里逊怎么回答他吗？
How did he reply?
马里逊怎么回答他？
How did he reply?
马里逊回答他一句很有名的这个名言。
Morrison responded with this infamous reply.
他说我不能，但我相信上帝仁。 Amen.
Although I am not able, I believe God is able.
不论是宣教或是传福音，只有依靠上帝并与圣灵一起同工才能够完成的。
Be it missions or evangelism, this can only be accomplished by relying on God and the work of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹们，是的，我不能，但我相信什么？上帝仁。Dear
brothers and sisters, indeed, although I am not able, I believe God is able.
因着我们相信和依靠他呢，才能够将福音来去广传。
Because we believe, because we trust in God, we shall spread the gospel.
正如旧约圣经撒迦利亚书第4章第6节，我现在大家也很熟悉。他说，不是依靠什么势力，不是依靠什么才能，乃是依靠耶和华才能成事。
Old Testament Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6. Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty.
著名的宣教士也是中国内地会的创办人戴德森。
The famous missionary Hudson Taylor who founded China Inland Mission.
当他在宣教生涯中呢，他陷入了最艰难的一个时刻里面。
At one time, Hudson Taylor faced a very trying period in his missionary ministry.
当时他不能够看书，不能够思想，甚至不能够向神来祷告。
He was not able to read, to think, or even to pray.
当他面对许多不能的时候呢，可是却让他心里想到说，唯一能的就是信靠。
Faced with many failures, he recalled the only one thing he could do, trust in God.
所以他讲过这一句话，他说，我们需要的并非伟大的信心，而是信靠一位伟大的神。
He says, what we need is not great faith, but trust in a great God.
我们需要的并非伟大的信心，而是信靠一位伟大的神。
What we need is not great faith, but trust in a great God.
今天诗篇第86篇第8到10节也告诉读者。
Today, Psalms 86 also tells us same thing.
人们能够如此的去信靠或者是依靠这位上帝，因他是位独特的神。
That we can put our trust in this great God because he is a unique God.
因他在诸神之中呢，是认为是没有可以跟他相比的。
There are no gods like him.
他的作为也无以为比，因为他本为大，且行奇妙的事，他是唯独的真神。
His deeds are beyond comparison. He is great. He performs great things. He alone is the true God.
因而他所造的万民呢，都要来去敬拜他；万民呢，都要来去荣耀他的名。
Therefore, all his created people shall come and worship him. All nations shall come and glorify his name.
所以对我来说，这个世人呢，我相信他一生呢，是因着不断的看见和经历到上帝在许多不可能的事上呢，彰显了奇妙的作为。
The psalmist has a lifetime of experiencing and witnessing God overcoming many impossible matters and demonstrating God's amazing works.
加上他深信万国呢是由主所造，在末日呢万国都要前来跪拜创造他们的主，荣耀他的圣名。
The psalmist is convicted that God is indeed the creator of all nations and that in the last days all nations will come and bow down to worship the creator and glorify his name.
因此呢，他的内心是充满了这个激情。他这个祷告说，在第十二节他说：“主，我的神啊，我要一心来称谢你，我要荣耀你的名，直到永远。”
And therefore, the psalmist will cry out passionately in his prayer, "I will praise you, Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever."
之前告诉大家说，诗篇第八十六篇被称为是属于大卫或大卫王室的诗。
I mentioned that Psalm 86 was regarded as a psalm belonging to David or the Davidic royal family.
现在让我来去讲述关于大卫生平的一些的事。
Allow me to share some accounts of David's life.
我想大卫能够成为上帝所喜悦的人，其中主要的原因之一呢，他是一位非常关切上帝的荣耀。所做的一切呢，只为上帝的这个圣名。
One defining reason that David was a man pleasing to God has to do with him being someone who cared deeply about God's glory and someone who did everything for the sake of glorifying God's name.
对于大卫跟哥利亚的故事，对在座各位来说应该相当的熟悉。
Most of us here may be familiar with the story of David and Goliath.
而从这件的事情上呢，可看到说大卫他是一位关切上帝荣耀的人。
From this incident, we can see that David is indeed a person who cares about the glory of God.
你说在撒母耳记上十七章二十四跟二十节这么记载说，当以色列众人看见那人，就非常害怕，从他面前逃跑。大卫对站在旁边的人说：“若有人杀这非利士人，除掉以色列人的羞辱。”他会怎么样呢？这位受割礼的腓力斯人是谁？竟敢向永生神的军队来去骂阵。
So there was this account in 1 Samuel 17 says, whenever the Israelites saw that man, they all fled from him in great fear. But David asked the man standing near him and said, what will be done for this, the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel?Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
当这一位未受割礼的腓力斯人竟向永生神的军队骂阵的时候呢，大卫他心里面已经有点不舒服了。
David was very displeased seeing this Goliath making this kind of comments.
当大卫带去见扫罗王的时候呢，也是如此的说：“你仆人曾打死狮子和熊。”这未受割礼的腓力斯人必像狮子和熊一样，因为他像永生神的军队在骂阵。
When David was brought to King Saul, he said the same thing. He said, "Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defiled the armies of the living God."
可见大卫心里真的非常很不舒服这件事情。
Evidently, David was very displeased about this matter.
我们看到来到第四十五跟十七节，他怎么说呢？大卫对腓力斯人说：“你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜矛，但我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。”
David, when confronted Goliath, he said to this Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled."
今日耶和华必将你交在我手里。 怎么呢？使全地人都知道，以色列人有神，又使这里的全会众知道，耶和华使人得胜，不是用刀用枪，因为战争全在乎耶和华。This
day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those who gather here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle belongs to the Lord.
从这件事情上，我们看见大卫呢，他是一位很关切上帝的荣耀和宣告上帝救恩的人。From
this account, we can see that David is truly a man who cared about God's glory and who proclaims God's salvation.
他心里面很渴望，就是说，让人知道以色列人中有神。In
his heart, he wants to let all the people of the world know that there is a God among the Israelites.
很多时候我们都会被神这个的奇妙作为，或者是说大卫的生命见证，我们会有所被感动。Many
times we are so moved or overwhelmed by the testimonies of our lives or from David's life.
但愿我们不只是说因为看到这些生命的见证，或者是上帝奇妙的作为，心里被感动而已。May
we not just be moved by what we see of all these testimonies?
当我们被主耶稣被赋予说这个大使命的时候，我们不单能够受感动，我们甚至能够感动。May
God strengthen us to be bold, to be dare to move.
所谓的感动，就是说我们可以勇敢的行动起来，去为上帝做一件的事情。To
dare to move means to be bold and take courage to act for Him in one thing.
上帝的救恩不是只对少数的人宣告，而是要对万人来去宣告。God's
salvation is not just for only a few unreached.
并且要吸引万国万民前来敬拜和荣耀他。God's
salvation is to be proclaimed to all people and to attract all nations to worship and glorify Him.
同样的，现今的宣教或者是说宣教事工不能只限制或依赖某一些少数的人来去完成。 他需要整体的整个教会总动员才能做得更好。Similarly,
today's mission ministry and missionary efforts cannot be limited to or dependent on a few people to fulfill. It requires the mobilization of the entire church to accomplish this well.
现任台湾这个中华神学院的院长蔡继忠牧师呢，他也是著名的宣教士戴德森的后代。
Reverend James Hudson Taylor Ford, the current director of Taiwan's Zhonghua Gospel Theological Seminary and great-grandson of Hudson Taylor, he said this.
他说过这句话说，宣教不只是需要传道人，更需要是愿意传道的人。Missions
need preachers. More people who are willing to preach are needed.
这是很特别的一个中文的用法，就是这是中文字独特之处，加上一个"的"，整个的意思就不一样。This
is where the Chinese language is beautiful and unique. By adding the word "的", it changes the entire meaning.
再讲一次，宣教传福音不但是需要传道人，更需要的就是愿意传道的人。Missions
need preachers. Missions need more people who are willing to preach.
也就需要你跟我。 全部一起参与在其中。It
needs people like you and me to be involved.
我们都赋予了这个传福音的这个责任跟使命。We
have been entrusted with the responsibility for mission to spread the gospel.
不要再等待了，因为只要那里没有敬拜的地方呢，那里就是传福音的地方。Do
not wait anymore. As long as there's somewhere without the worship of true God, that's the place for evangelism.
在宣教和传福音的事情上，我们都会遇见各种的挑战。In
evangelism and missions, we will encounter challenges.
不晓得这些挑战对你对我来说是什么一个意思。What
might these challenges mean for you and me?
然而，我觉得说这些的挑战其实是不是来去帮助我们更加的去紧紧的去学习去抓住上帝。Are
not these challenges opportunities for us to lean on? And to trust in God.
所以我相信在座的各位都不是说啊遇到了困难遇到了挑战就选择逃避。
I believe none of us here are people that would choose to run away or give excuses whenever we meet difficulties and challenges.
或者是说你就停留在原地啊，寻找很多的借口说啊，我很不能啊，那个不能，所以就不去传这个福音。
We are not the sort of people who stay put or to give all sorts of excuses not to share the gospel.
今天的信息是要大家发出这个邀请和这个呼吁。
Today's message issues an invitation and a call to you.
上帝在寻找、渴望、关切上帝荣耀的人。
God is seeking the persons who care for His glory.
上帝也在寻找愿意被塑造的人。
He is also seeking people who desire to be transformed.
上帝在寻找一群要愿意依靠他大人的人。
He is seeking a people who are willing to commit to His word and trust in His power.
上帝要寻找一群渴望、愿意成为啊。一切只为上帝荣耀的人。
God is seeking a group of people who aspire to work only and give all for the glory of God.
请问你愿意成为上帝所要寻找的人吗？
Are you willing to be that person that God is seeking?
你渴望成为一位一切只为上帝荣耀的人吗？
Do you aspire to be a person who gives his all only for the glory of God?
今天崇拜过，我们就会举行堂议会。
After today's service, we will be conducting our annual congregational meeting.
而在之前的两周呢，我们都分别在两堂的崇拜，向大家汇报了喜年堂在组织结构的加强跟部署。
For the past 2 weeks, we have been sharing ministry reports at both congregations pertaining to the church vision and mission, and what has been done to strengthen the organizational structure of resources.
向大家来分享教育的意向跟使命。
Our vision, our mission of the church.
然后如何在疫情严重的这个打击跟这个影响下呢，依靠上帝的帮助以及德蒙教牧长这个六角的同心协助呢，去应对和度过各种的挑战。
And how amid the pandemic challenges, the church has relied on God, as well as the efforts of pastoral team, the elders, deacons, and brothers and sisters to overcome the challenges we face.
然后在疫情中呢，也很困难的来去推动这个传福音的幸福小组。
And during the pandemic, how we have overcome difficulties to carry out the happiness cell group in our outreach efforts.
我们也勇敢的去设定600人一同参加崇拜的目标，在今年年底的时候。
And we have boldly set the target of reaching 600 worshippers for Sunday service.
我们期盼能够透过140周年的这个纪念庆祝活动呢，能够邀请许多不活跃的新徒或新朋友来到教会。
To the church 140th anniversary celebrations, we seek to invite as many as possible new friends, non-believers, inactive members to return to church.
我们看到年轻的需要，所以我们推动这个从摇篮到摇篮的这个项目。
We see the needs of the young people, and therefore we embark on this cradle to cradle endeavor to retain and to attract them.
就是希望说能够更好的去留住和吸引年轻人在喜年堂得到牧养关怀跟这个成长等等。
We want to retain, we want to attract young people to the church for pastoral care, for nurturing, for growth and maturity.
我们为了更好来去发展未来教会的事工。
In order to better serve the needs of future church ministry.
还有在未来能够服侍我们信徒们的需要。
And serving and making new disciples.
我们抓紧的机会，我们来积极的去筹备跟发展这个行政、财务跟教会管理的这个数码化。
We have seized various opportunities to develop and digitalize the church admin, the finance, the management, to upgrade IT and Wi-Fi and so on.
还有就是关于提升科技、互联网的设备等等。
To upgrade all our techno facilities.
我们感谢神，就是看到弟兄姐妹们都很踊跃的参与这些的这个所谓的项目里面。
Thanks be to God, we see brothers and sisters stepping forth to participate in these endeavors.
特别是数码化，我们原本是需要8万块的这个预算，我们已经募到了只欠23,000而已。
For example, in fundraising for digitalization, we have narrowed down our needs now to 20,000. Yeah.
我们在这个科技互联网的提升方面，也感谢弟兄姐妹的参与。然后我们从35,000的需要，我们现在已经募到还需要25,900.
Likewise, for the upgrading of our techno facilities, we have narrowed down our needs to 20,000, 35,000.
我相信上帝会祝福喜年堂这个需要， 会在这个140周年的这年期间能够募到这些的需要的款项。
I believe God will bless us and give us resources for these needs.
在资金不足的情况下，然后呢，就由这个主理牧师在台上负责来发出呼吁跟发动募款的这个活动。
And in the challenges facing insufficient funds, the lead pastor shared the needs on stage and make appeals.
然后呢，我们也努力的邀请了有这方面专业的这个信徒了加入团队来参与这些服事。
And we invite members who are subject matter professionals to step out and serve alongside the team.
我们为了筹募筹备这样一个之前我跟大家讲的这个报告事项，我们开会几乎花了很多个晚上，几乎开到凌晨12点，我们都在讨论这些的怎么去报告的事情。
And so for reports like that, we spend many nights, sleepless nights, coming together to organize how to present these reports to you.
我想究竟为什么要那么的辛苦，那么的操劳，那么的费心去做这一些吃力的事情呢？
So why work so hard and why toil so much? Why bother to labor in such a seemingly tedious and thankless task?
为什么你还要继续的持续地做呢？
So why are we carrying on?
我相信对我和我的团队来说，这一切只是为了上帝的荣耀。
For me and for our team, it is all for the glory of God.
我祷告祈求和盼望说，喜莲堂是成为一间关切上帝荣耀的教会。
I pray, I hope that Jubilee Church will become a church that cares about the glory of God.
一定要让上帝的圣名呢，在喜莲堂再被高举，让每一位前来参加喜莲堂的人呢，都能够发出赞叹说，喜莲堂是一间关切上帝荣耀的教会。
That God's glory and God's name will be exalted here, such that anyone and everyone who comes into Jubilee Church will exclaim and say,Wow, this is indeed a congregation that cares about the glory of God.
我相信
I believe
现今我们每一位正积极参与服事弟兄姐妹们，不管你是在哪一个岗位上呢，你们跟我的想法都是一样的，一切只为上帝的荣耀。 Amen.
I believe that every brother and sister here who is actively serving today, no matter what position you are in, you and I have the same calling and the same conviction, and we say thatEverything we do is all for the glory of God.
愿上帝帮助我们。
May God help us.
不论是个人的生活，或者是在教的服事，或者是推动教的事工的发展等等。
Whether in our personal lives, in serving, or in advancing the ministries of the church.
我们彼此都能够用今天的信息经文第十一节呢，作为这个勉励跟座右铭。
Each of us will apply verse 11 of today's message as an encouragement and personal motto.
那我们今天也至少可以将它背起来，成为以后未来的这个生活的指引，或者在教会服事的一个提醒。
Let's memorize this, put this to heart, that it will always remind us why we are serving here.
那我们才念这一节的经文。
Verse 11, let's read together.
耶和华，求你将你的道指教我。我要照你的真理而行，求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name.
我们再念一次，耶和华，求你将你的道指教我，我要照你的真理而行，求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
真的父神
Our Almighty God,
感谢你能够透过今天的这个信息的经文
Thank you for the passage that we have this morning.
让我们能够看见也能够学习
And through today's message, we can see, we can learn.
我们要成为一切只为荣耀上帝的人。
We want to become a people who do everything for the glory of God.
我们愿意在我们的生活，在我们的家庭，在教会的服事里面，都能够成为这样的人。
In our personal lives, in our family, in our servings, we want to become a person like this.
不论我们做任何事情，我们都心中知道说，我们所做的一切不是为了谁。
In all that we do, in our motives, we know that it is not for anybody.
乃是因为为了荣耀上帝的缘故，我们去做。 这些事情。
But for the pure purpose and motives that we want to glorify your name, and therefore we are doing all these things.
求你帮助我们，当我们缺乏力量、信心的时候，求你加添。
Help us, O Lord, where we are weak, to strengthen us.
当我们没有办法往前行的时候，求你与我们同在，帮助我们。
When we face troubles and we feel that it's unable to move forward, please strengthen us.
祝福我们能够成为，能够将祝福带给周遭的人。
Bless us that we might bring blessings to people around us.
如此的祷告，奉我们主耶稣宝贵名求的。
Pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.